AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he wants Republicans to have ready to sign by the 4th of July what he calls his big, beautiful tax cut and spending bill. This is Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I warn my Republican colleagues, do not buy Donald Trump's snake oil sales pitch. Republicans want to cut out waste, fraud, and abuse. Good. We'll help them do it. This bill certainly isn't that.
Wyoming Republican John Barrasso is not listening to the Democrats.
Ignore the scare tactics that we hear from the other side of the aisle. This is a lifeline for middle-class families and for small businesses. This is about allowing people to keep more of what they earn. It is their hard-earned money.
There are few votes to spare from the Senate's slim 53-seat GOP majority. The mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka, is suing New Jersey's top federal prosecutor, Elena Haba, over his arrest on a trespassing charge at a federal immigration detention facility, saying the Trump-appointed attorney had pursued the case out of political spite. Baraka's attorney, Erica Smith, says this suit involves defamation by Haba.
Before the mayor had even been transferred off the property at Delaney Hall or charged, she started tweeting from her personal X account, Elon Musk's X, that the mayor had committed a crime, which is defamation per se.
A Russian rocket attack targeted a northeastern Ukrainian city, killing at least 4 people. President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced the assault, saying it underscored Moscow has no intentions of halting the 3-year war. In New York, a security specialist testified Sean Diddy Combs told a former Los Angeles hotel guard it would ruin his career if a security video of the hip-hop mogul kicking and dragging R&B singer Cassie in 2016 was made public. Combs is on trial for sex trafficking. This is AP News. Palestinian health officials say 27 people were killed as Israeli forces fired on people as they headed toward an aid distribution site.
An Associated Press reporter saw wounded people and others on their way back from the aid hub, while empty flour bags stained with blood lay on the ground. Displaced man Ibrahim Sayedi tells the AP, "I swear it's like we died 500 times in an hour. I swear there are martyrs left inside there that no one can reach." At Khan Yunis Hospital, Ahmed Abu Suwaid, an emergency physician from Australia, says,
"We've seen hundreds of presentations, dozens of casualties, martyrs. These are civilians who went to get, again, for the third day in a row, civilians that went to get something to eat and they were attacked. My message to the world is that these people need help. This needs to stop. It's not a political message. It's a humanitarian message."
I'm Charles Duledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.